Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Did you see a movie over the holiday break? It's a huge theater season. 833-287-1037.
What did you go see? What did you think? Tell us about it. Once this was released so it could be streamed at home. For an evening at my girlfriend's, because I watched the first Wicked movie with her when it first was available to stream, so I had to go back and watch the second one with her, which I enjoyed very much.
You're talking about Wicked for Good.
Correct.
Yeah, yeah. Wicked was really cool about putting the movie out around Thanksgiving and then releasing it around Christmas time to streamers so they can really take advantage of the holiday movie rush. I did see a brand new movie that came out on Christmas Day. I saw the movie Song Sung Blue over the holiday, which was a movie with Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson, who's going to get nominated for an Oscar for this movie. She's fabulous in it. They're both really good. It's the true story. I'm surprised growing up where we, or at least working where we worked, Tammy, that we hadn't heard about this couple. They were a real life couple out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Isn't that the couple who did the Neil Diamond cover band?
Not a cover, tribute band.
Okay, what's the difference, by the way?
Well, a cover band is a cover band. A tribute band is someone who respects and loves and makes the music the performance, not the performer the performance.
Okay, are you saying that because you were in a tribute band?
Possibly.
I just don't know what the difference is between cover and tribute. They seem the same.
I wouldn't go as far as to call my band Earth, the All Black Sabbath cover band, a tribute band. I would call Earth five guys in a room with five people who happened to stop into that room for 1 second and had to listen. All five of those audience members were not girls.
All right.
That's what I would call my band.
All right.
But this was a true story. Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson, who's going to get an Oscar nomination, maybe even the Oscar itself. She's that good in it. They're both good in it. Is it a great movie? No, it's a good movie. It's solid. It holds up. There's great music, great performances. It's sad. It's happy. It's loving. It was a perfect Christmas Day movie to see.
I'm excited to go see that one. First of all, I'm a huge Neil Diamond fan, so I think that in itself is going to make me love this movie.
You don't have to be a Neil Diamond fan, by the way, to enjoy this. What this movie is all about. The music is good. If you're a Neil Diamond fan, it's a bonus, but you don't have to be. It's not a prerequisite.
Yeah.
This is about a cover band that it's a love story between
tribute.
I'm sorry, tribute. Shame on you, lead singer of Earth. Did you go to college for 7 years? To be called a cover band. No. And you're not a doctor either. Most people that go to college for 7 years are doctors. Yes, yeah, so I recommend, if you're looking forward to that and seeing a nice movie, a nice date night movie, by the way, don't look into the movie at all. Don't do any background on the couple, because they are a real-life couple. They do exist.
Just go
see
it.
That's all I'm going to say.
Right, just go see it. And then you can do the stuff afterwards.
Had I done some background on this real-life couple about this band that they started, it would have ruined the movie for me.
Okay.
So,
that's good to know.
Yeah. Did you spend your holiday time watching a movie in the theater? I'd love to hear about your experience. Many of you, like the whole world, saw Avatar.
Yeah. What did you see? We want to hear about it.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
The holidays, many of us took advantage of having time off to go see a new movie.
Yeah, I got the chance to go see Song Sung Blue, the Kate Hudson, Hugh Jackman movie. And I guess this kind of counts. I saw the series finale of Stranger Things in the theater.
Shannon, in Oceanside, what movie did you go see?
I went and saw the mystery movie at the Regal. Just a random movie on a Monday night at 7 p.m. And you don't know what you're going to see.
Okay. And what did you end up getting to see?
Let's just say I'm terrified for my career, my childhood stuffed toy, and I was terrified by the time we walked out. I saw Primate.
Oh, I've seen the previews for Primate. I want to see that, but nobody wants to see it with me.
It's the one about the chimp that goes crazy, right?
Yes.
It reminded me so much of that docuseries, Chimp Crazy, about all these women that have the chimps.
Yeah.
Well, this is a woman that has a chimp, and he goes nutso and starts like, eating and killing everybody,
oh,
I guess.
Oh, my God.
I really want to see it.
Your childhood toy, is it one of those monkeys with the symbols that comes to life?
No, I have like a foot monkey, like a big chimpanzee that my parents gave me when my sister was born because I wanted a brother. And they gave it to me, and it's my sister's twin.
So, very scary.
Yes.
Certainly not a fun holiday movie.
No.
Definitely not. Everybody was laughing as I was walking out of the theater going, bad, bad, bad movie.
Kathy and RB, what holiday movie did you check out?
Anaconda.
Okay, now, I'm a little confused by this one, by the way, because I know it's a remake, and it looks like it's humorous. Am I wrong?
No, you're not. It's very funny. It was just a good time at the theater. I just can't say enough about it. It was really fun.
The original Anaconda was a drama, Tammy, serious drama.
I don't remember really, I guess, the original one.
It was hardly a serious drama, quote unquote. Ice Cube, J-Lo, and John Voight getting eaten by a giant man-eating snake.
But it was supposed to be
funny to me.
It was supposed to be a serious movie, though, correct? I mean, the original?
Tongue in cheek.
Okay. Yeah,
it was. Yeah, it was one of those goofy creature horror. Anyway.
It had us laughing the whole time.
Well, that's important when it's a comedy, you know?
Yeah, it's actually even worse if you're laughing and it's not supposed to be a comedy. Now that I think about the original Anaconda, I think that's what it was. It was supposed to be serious and scary, but I just laughed the entire time.
Yeah, okay.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.